Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us.
Hey, we're going to chat about life experiences, kids, work, job, food, family, vacation, music. Did I say food? Of course I did. Hey, there's only one ride on this roller coaster of life, so why not make it amazing?
Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
All right, in this edition of the Loving Life Podcast, it's always about loving life, but sometimes we're challenged in the loving part of life because we're all so busy with the kids. It's busy with work, it's busy with honey-do lists or things that you want to cross off that list and get done. So how do you manage that, and how do you manage your work-life balance so that it's not all work and no play? Well, joining me now on the podcast is someone very near and dear to my heart, so much in fact that I had to marry her back in the day. It's my wife, Sandra. Hi.
Hello.
We're talking about work life. And so let's start off with a little bit about yourself and, you know, like your upbringing and all that. I mean, you're from a military family.
Yes, I'm from a military family.
So you were born in Texas and you moved around a lot?
Moved around a lot. Come from a tight-knit family, Filipino, Mexican, you know, it's tight-knit. But one thing about our cultures is that family comes first.
Right. And a lot of structure, though, too. I mean, I would have to say military. I mean, things had to be in line because dad was out.
Yep.
Mom had to plan, so things were in line.
Yeah. Mom was basically really a single mom when dad was out to sea. But finding that life, at that time, she was able to stay home and raise us and take us to school and make cupcakes and bring them to school, back when you were allowed to bring cupcakes from home.
Right. Can't do that anymore.
But I just feel that life was a lot simpler back then. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't much worry about work-life balance. It wasn't until we got older that she went and started working.
Right. So you come back to the States and then you go to school. I mean, obviously you went to college and what were your majors again?
Criminal justice, psychology, business.
She did everything. Oh my gosh. And it was three. It wasn't just like, hey, I'm going to do this.
And I held down a job.
Yeah.
So
I like to say when people ask me about you, I go, she's incredibly book smart, but she's also incredibly street smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people just don't have the street smarts, right? So then you get into working. I mean, you're working and you're doing your thing, but and then you and I got together and then it became kind of career time.
Yep.
And you started off working for
Priority Records.
Uh-huh.
It's just an industry. Back then, the industry was a lot different.
Right.
But it wasn't 9 to 5.
Right.
It was all over the clock. We were both at a time in our lives where we could commit to our job and give 110% and not worry about coming home at 10 o'clock at night, because we understood that.
We barely had our first dog.
Yeah. Sammy.
Right. So Priority Records, for those of you out there who are not familiar with Ice Cube, NWA, what was the name of the movie?
Friday.
Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, yeah, Friday. But Straight Outta Compton, which came out, a couple of years ago, you were working in that building around the end of that time.
Yep.
So.
No, it was. I mean, again, the industry was different back then, and a lot of commitment from everybody on that. I mean, it was a great staff, but, you know, I didn't have to worry about coming home. I wasn't a young mother at that point. I mean, we were both concentrated on our careers.
Right.
We were able to come home anytime we want, stay up and eat a Velveeta shells and cheese at midnight.
Right.
And not worry about getting up and having other responsibilities but ourselves.
I think we were dedicated to each other, but at the same time, we were dedicated to our jobs and our careers. I mean, it was never, ever. I don't think I could ever, other than maybe working at the restaurant when I was 14 and 15 and 16 years old, I never had an 8 hour a day job. I mean, radio was always very long. You didn't know how long those days were, and they weren't 5 days a week. They were 7 days a week sometimes. So, all right. So now here you are, you get into radio and you start doing some radio work, and then after radio, now where are you at?
I'm at an advertising agency now.
Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily 8 hours a day.
No, I think, you know, mentally you're on call 24/7.
Sure. Like, it never shuts off.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And people think I'm crazy when I say, hey, you know, we're going on vacation, but I'll still be available.
Right.
And people look at me and go, why can't you just shut it off? That's not in my nature to shut off completely.
Sure.
And I've told you this before. While we're on vacation, I'll check emails in the morning, make sure everything's set, we're good to go, and I can actually let go the rest of the day,
right,
and then check it at the end of the day.
Right.
But that's just how I operate, and I think we both have a mutual respect for that, because we don't let that interfere with our family.
Right, but I mean, at the same time, too, you've also made it known to your employer that you're in at this time and you're out at this time. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people have the ability to say that or do that. Mm-hmm. But you made it clear to them that in order for me to work here, I need to be out at this time because I have other priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the other part of work life comes in. It you know, being a mom is a job in itself, but that's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all tried to do that. So what now? What are the biggest challenges now with work life, and what have you learned from then to now, and how you're going to move forward? Because, you know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, so I've got changes.
You know, as the kids get older, your priorities change too. They're not so dependent on you. You're not having to help them with their science board that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot more independent, but at the same time, they still need you, you know?
Well, yeah.
They still need you emotionally. And for them to come home, I want to be there when they come home.
Right.
And for me, that's a big deal. And I've had the luxury, and I'm very blessed to have an employer that understands that I need to leave at a certain time. It's also a mental thing.
Sure.
It's like, I need to shut off.
Right.
I have gotten to the point where I don't even check. As soon as I leave work, I do not check my emails, my work emails.
Right.
I believe that if my clients need me and it's an emergency, they have my phone number and I will pick up.
Sure.
But I'm not, because I find that when I start checking emails, my mind starts getting busy and I start worrying and I start thinking and I'm like, wait, I can't do anything about this.
And then there's anxiety.
Yes, and the anxiety that comes along with it. And then that takes away from me being fully present as a mom with my kids, with our kids. So.
Right.
Yeah, I just, and that comes with experience. That comes with, you know, learning that. And I don't know, part of me thinks that you're also, it's part of your personality as well.
Sure. Well, I mean, it was the same way with me growing up. You know, my dad was extremely dedicated to his job. And I learned, you know, I get a lot of my learned behaviors from him as far as work goes. And just being, you know, dedicated and working hard and putting in the effort and the hours until the job's done. It's, you know, it's when the job's done, that's when it's done. But I, you know, I think one of the things that I've changed recently over the last, I don't know, maybe a few years now, is that I don't bring it home. I used to bring, you know, the briefcase to work.
Mm-hmm.
Briefcase, you know, backpack full of computers and all that kind of stuff, and then go home, start working on it again at home. But I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's primarily because I'm done on the air now at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And by the time I get home, if I don't stay late from work, it's, you know, it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever. And I'm, like I said, not a spring chicken anymore. It's 9:30, Rick and Morty, and I'm out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it.
So work-life balance, it's still a big challenge, and I think it's going to be a challenge for a while, no?
Well, I think it is a challenge. It's always going to be challenging. I mean, I think about that all the time, and I think about, you know, and then you have the guilty mom part of you that sets in. I mean, for me, it's like, oh, I wasn't there when she needed me, or, you know, you're always going to carry that with you, but I think that's just part of being a good parent.
You can't go back and change that.
No.
You know what I mean?
Can't.
So you have to do it. You have to do it then. So what would you say to anybody, from your perspective, what would you say to anybody who is at the struggling point where they're like, I just don't know what to do? And
breathe. I think we forget to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I think we forget that we're human, we make mistakes, and every day is another day to get it right. And every day I wake up and, you know, at the end of the day, I always go, you know what? I had a good day. I always say any day above ground's a good day.
Right.
And, you know I'm blessed. And at the end of the day, I think about it and I think about, you know, there's a lot of people that would kill to have my job right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Stop complaining. You know, I tell myself I have to really ground myself. But really, if I could say one thing at the end of the day, you can't do a good job if your job is all you do.
Right.
And you got to find that balance, because kids grow up and they move out and there's nothing left but you.
Right.
And so time is precious.
Oh my gosh.
You got to keep that focus on that, because at the end of the day too, the job will be gone.
Right.
But your kids won't.
Yeah. It's like some people have said, you're working so hard to make somebody else's dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, my dream is obviously to have a good work-life balance, but my dream is to just have a great life.
Yeah.
I want to be, it's that thing that people think about when I'm on my deathbed. I want to be able to look back and say, I have no regrets. Everything was wonderful. You know?
Yeah. I want to say that I won the Safeway Monopoly game. I'm still waiting for that one piece for the $1 million.
I gotta tell you, if I don't come home with the Safeway, Albertsons, Monopoly pieces,
I swear I'm gonna win one day.
You will send me back to the store to pick them up.
Yes, I will. Yes. And I cringe when the person in front of me doesn't collect their Monopoly points when they're asked. I'm like, dude, I'm right behind you.
All you have to do is say, I'll take them. That's all you gotta say. I bet you they go, give them to her then.
I know, but I'm not like that. So anyway.
All right. Well, Sandra, my wife, Sandra, joining me on the podcast. And I want you to come back and do some more of these with me, because I think this is what it's pretty much all about when we talk about loving life and dealing with things as parents and the things that we've gone through, the things that we've seen and where we're going. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like it's not always easy, and everybody could just use another outlook or another outlet to look at. So thanks for hanging out on the Loving Life podcast today.
All right. You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
There you go. That's work-life balance in a nutshell. Thanks for listening. It's the Loving Life podcast.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.